This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. More than half of the jobs in this economy are what are called middle-skill jobs, work that requires more than a high school diploma but not quite a four-year college degree. A lot of those jobs are in manufacturing, where you need technical skills to operate the machines and the robots that are doing more and more of the actual labor. Our education correspondent, Amy Scott, has been reporting on how employers are working with high schools and community colleges to train the next generation of young workers. But companies are turning to their existing workers as well. Today, Amy picks up the story in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Inside a cavernous building, solid bars of copper are heated and stretched into miles and miles of shiny tubing. This is Cambridge Lee Industries. For 75 years, this plant on the Schuylkill River has produced copper tubing mostly for plumbing, heating, and refrigeration.
Across the United States, Cambridge Lee copper tubing's in just about one of every four homes.
Mike Fischetti is the company's new vice president of human resources, and he's facing a challenge a lot of manufacturers in the area have, an aging workforce. During the long manufacturing downturn in the 1990s and 2000s, the factories that survived had no trouble finding skilled workers, and many didn't invest in training younger ones.
Over time, that has now hurt our organization, where we have a population that are very far along in their career that are really good, but we have this population that we recruited but we never developed.
Now the economy is growing, and about a quarter of the area's manufacturing workforce is set to retire in the next 10 years. So employers like Cambridge Lee are scrambling for skilled workers. Fischetti says the company did offer help with training if employees wanted to do it on their own.
We said, if you want to increase your skill set, pick a class, pay for it, go to it. If you pass, we'll reimburse you. And so I asked, well, how effective was that? How many people did that? And the answer was none.
Why would they go to class in their spare time, he says, when they were working 60 or 70 hours a week? So Fischetti started a new program to pay workers to go to Reading Area Community College. One day a week, they work a half shift and then spend the rest of the day in class learning how to troubleshoot and repair mechanical breakdowns. In one of the plant's newer buildings, workers unspool shiny copper tubing from giant coils and cut it into 60-foot sections. One of the trainees, 23-year-old Alexander Jones, is in charge of making sure the machines keep running properly and repairing them when they don't.
Today, I've actually been called over here twice already for just little stuff. I mean, most of the conveyors here and everything, it's not very complex. It's pretty simple. But with the add-on of this machine, it's going to be a little different.
The new machine he's talking about will automatically cut sections of tubing to precise lengths, and that takes more sophisticated skills to maintain. In class, Jones is learning how mechanical and hydraulic systems work.
Now I'm able to understand it a lot quicker and diagnose the issues a lot quicker, which, you know, relates to less downtime for machines.
Those skills could also lead to a few dollars an hour more in pay. The training isn't cheap. It'll cost about $62,000 for the first crop of 16 workers. But Cambridge Lee will be reimbursed more than half of that with state and federal funds. Fred Diedrich is CEO of the National Fund for Workforce Solutions, which promotes partnerships between industry and educators. He says for most companies, the skills of their workers are their most important asset.
Without them being highly skilled, they will go out of business. That's what's different about advanced manufacturing. You cannot be successful unless you have highly skilled employees.
There's always a risk those skills will walk out the door, but Cambridge Lee's Mike Fischetti believes investing in workers will make them want to stay. And just in case, he has an insurance policy. If workers pass the training and leave within 2 years, they're on the hook for some of the cost. In Reading, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.